looking at totally confused.
Okay, good morning, everyone. We are continuing with a Cup of Joe. We're learning a different one of Rav Pinchas, the Sefer Svarim. This is Nefesh Shimshon, which he goes through each tefillah, and he helps give us insight into the words that we say each morning. Help yourself to coffee and donuts. So last week, if you recall, we're learning about Modani. And last week we learned about the word Modeh. Why is the very first word that we say when we wake up in the morning? Why is that Modeh? And Rav Pinchas said, because so much of our life is selfish, right? You wake up in the morning, you say to yourself, did I get enough sleep? How am I feeling? Right? So we're so focused on the Ani that the very first word that we say when we wake up in the morning is to counteract that. We say Modeh, which is essentially a way of saying that everything I am, everything I do, is all directed toward HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He said, Mila Rishona Zotzricha Lashbia Aleinu Lameshech Kol Hayom, that that very first word is supposed to carry us over throughout the entire day to remind us that what's the essence of a Jew? Yehudihu Eved Hashem. That everything we do during our day, everything is directed toward our service of Hashem. And that's the very first word of Modeh, that I acknowledge very first thing in the morning, that I don't live for myself, but that I live for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that I live for Hashem. This week we're going to do the second word, which is Ani. Right? If the very first word was to direct us away from ourselves and towards Hashem, then the very second word is to direct us back toward ourselves. Says Rav Pinchas, Kavish v'yarnu mote perushu akol shelcha, everything is directed toward Hashem. That's the very first word. Ani lo bitmuna, I'm not in the picture at all. Aval da'aka she'adam she'ina bitmuna, me'aveit et acheshek. A person who so is self-deprecating, a person who so gives up all of his ego, so what ends up happening is he loses his desire. He loses his ambition. Right? Because after all, what does he have to gain? He's got no skin in the game. Right? And therefore, it's important for a person to have a sense of dignity. It's important for a person to realize that what's good for Hashem is also good for themselves. Modeh ani, ani nimtza kan v'ani shelcha. It's not just that I live for Hashem, but that I am present also, that I matter in this equation as well. Ani zo mila hashniya. He says the word ani is the second word that we say each morning. If it had been the first word, so akol haya batal mikaro, then everything would have been off kilter from the beginning, because everything would have been centered on myself. We wait till the second word to first say everything is directed toward Hashem, but also to remind me that I have a stake in the equation as well. Why is this so important? So Rav Pinchas gives the analogy of a slave. He says, Ela matzav zo gufa gorim lekach shema sheyuchal ha'eved lach tov. If a servant, if a slave wants to steal from his master, so what's preventing him from stealing? Absolutely nothing, says Rav Pinchas. Ein lo ma lahafsid. The servant, the slave, has nothing to lose. Right? What's the worst that happens? L'chol ha'yoser adon yizrok oso mibeso. Worst comes to worst, the master throws him out of the house. U'mikachu vada ino choshesh adam rakil. You and I aren't going to steal because at the end of the day, we don't want to be thrown into jail. We have what to lose. We have repercussions. We have ramifications for our actions. But a servant, a slave, says to himself, Adaraba, the exact opposite. What's the worst thing that happens if I steal? So I get put in jail. I get my meals taken care of. Right? Shiachnisu oso lebesa soar. I'm nervous they're going to throw me into jail. Shami shane pachos avoda. I have less work if I'm in jail. V'yoser menucha. I get to catch up on my sleep. And therefore, says Rav Pinchas, im ein ani, ein klum. In addition to first and foremost us recognizing that we spoke about last week, with the very first word that we say in the morning, the word modeh, that I acknowledge that everything I do is for Hashem, that I am an Eved Hashem, Rav Pinchas says we now have to recalibrate that equation. Because if everything we say is for Hashem, and I have no stake, I have nothing, no skin in the game, then I also have nothing to lose. And at the end of the day, there's nothing about it that has ramifications and repercussions for me. Therefore, l'kach miyara charesha omri modeh, right after we acknowledge that everything is for Hashem, mosifin es hamila ani, we add on the word ani. Hakol na'aseh im acheshek ve'achi yeshali. To remind me that it's also what's good for Hashem is also good for me. Ma'asai heim l'chavodcha, that my actions are l'chavod Hashem, ve'ma'osher sheli, but they also contribute to me. He brings a proof for this from the very first pasuk in Parshas Lech Lecha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avram Avinu, Lech Lecha. And we're all familiar with the Rashi that says, Lahanascha u'letovascha, that it's for your benefit, Avram Avinu. Why does Hashem have to tell him that by you going through all these challenges and by you overcoming all this adversity and by you putting your trust and your faith in me, why is it so important that that's Lahanascha u'letovascha? Hashem should have simply said, Avram Avinu, do it because I told you to do it. Because you're my servant and I want you to do it. Why is it important to establish that it's also good for you, Avram Avinu? So says Rav Pinkus, Harei lanu she'af she'behemshech gila HaKadosh Baruch Hu la'adiya es azno she'el Avram Avinu she'kavanasu la'tova. Right, even though Hashem also establishes the fact that it's for His benefit, mikol makom lo histapek b'zeh. It's not enough for us to just live our lives saying we're doing it all for Hashem. Because eventually that wears us down. Eventually we say, you know what, I want to do something good for myself. Therefore it says also, V'kvar b'tchilas hatzivoy, immediately when Hashem commands Avram Avinu, Bir Hashem Yisbarach le'Avram Avinu she'halecha, she'halech hu lecha. That going is not just good for me, but it's also going to be good for you. Lahanascha u'letovascha. It's for your benefit as well. And concludes Rav Pinkus this paragraph, Zehu tachlis avodas ha'adam. That is our service, that is our responsibility in this world. Lo she'yivatel es atzmo. Hashem doesn't want us to totally be mevatel ourselves, to totally nullify ourselves, negate ourselves, and you say what? All I live is for Hashem. Because then you feel like a doormat. Mikol v'kol ela she'yamod im kol kochosav v'im kol ha'anisha bo mitoch osher v'simcha. That Hashem wants us to serve Him with happiness and with a feeling that we are running around collecting gems, that we are the richest and wealthiest people in the world, and the only way to do that is if you feel not just the modeh, not just that everything is directed toward Hashem, but also if you feel ani. And he finishes off with a magnificent paragraph. He says, Kisha adam nichnas lebeis ha-medrash. When a person enters into the beis medrash, when a person enters into shul in the morning, alav lehargish ani eved Hashem. The first thing he's supposed to feel is that I'm an Eved Hashem. I'm here in this world to serve Hashem. Osif zehuvim. That my entire day I'm going around and I'm collecting gems, I'm collecting gold. Mis asher mikol maaseh mitzvah. Every mitzvah that I do, every word of Torah that I learn, so what am I doing? I'm getting rich from mitzvahs. Right? I'm not just giving of myself to Hashem, but I'm gaining so much more. I'm running around, I'm collecting gems, I'm collecting mitzvos, I'm getting rich off of mitzvos, lahanascha u'letovascha, that we have to remember that this entire lifestyle that we live, all of the Torah, all of the mitzvos, all of the kind deeds that we do, is not just for Hashem, but we believe that we are getting rich off of it. Kach tzarech lios hagavun shel avoda im cheshek v'simcha. And when you feel that you're getting rich off of Judaism, now you have ambition to it. Now you have that cheshek, you have that desire, you have that simcha, you have that happiness in the fulfillment of mitzvos, because you realize that being an Eved Hashem isn't just of giving up of yourself, but that you gain so much more. Everyone have a wonderful day.